USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking more action under the Defense Production Act to produce more ventilators in the coronavirus crisis. A presidential directive seeks to more fully ensure that domestic manufacturers can produce ventilators needed to save American lives. The order covers companies such as GE, Medtronic, Royal Philips, and Hillrom. On a day when the government reported a doubling of the previous record high for weekly unemployment numbers, stocks are finishing upward. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 470 points. That being said, Republican Congressman Kevin Brady from Texas tells everyone the economy is still hurting.
This economy is taking a hit like we've not seen in most of our lifetimes, but it is the short-term hit.
And the number of people infected worldwide with COVID-19 is now above 1 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Border Patrol agents staying busy during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Border Patrol stopping a major human smuggling effort. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo, Texas, when a tractor-trailer failed to stop for inspection. Agents chased it and found 40 illegal immigrants in the trailer.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says ratings for online masses are continuing to skyrocket after church doors were closed because of coronavirus.
My pastors are telling me we're getting more tuning into the live stream than we get at Sunday Mass when things are normal. And our hope, of course, is that this will trigger a spiritual revival.
Dolan says that some of the churches are still working out their logistical challenges and that funeral masses have been canceled and graveside prayers are limited to a max of 10 people who are spread out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More than 250 million Americans are under shelter-in-place orders. With the latest state, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in three South Florida counties.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has updated his plans, too.
We're preparing for a two-thirds increase in our hospital bed capacity in this state. We are preparing to meet that, not just in terms of the physical needs within that system, but also making sure we have the appropriate protective gear, the ventilators, and, of course, personnel.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recommends everyone in his city wear a mask to combat the virus.
Millions of Americans are struggling to meet routine financial obligations, such as rent and paying student loan bills, along with credit card bills and light bills. This all due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that. You want to be clear, upfront, and honest with your creditor about your situation and exactly what you can and can't do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.